From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
How can you mend the broken hearts? How can you stop the rain from falling down?
This song was a number one hit for one of the most successful bands of the late 1960s and early 70s, the Bee Gees. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart was their first tune to top the charts in the U.S., but they also had plenty of other hit songs, including Massachusetts, Words, and I've Gotta Get a Message to You. The band was so popular that they were often mentioned in the same breath as the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. But by the mid-70s, the Bee Gees seemed dead in the water. Their soft rock style was out of fashion. Disco was the next big thing, and it seemed like the band might have to pack it in. But they didn't. Instead, they shifted musical gears with songs like this. In 1977, the Bee Gees came up with songs for what became an iconic movie, Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta. That one film launched three number one hits, including this one. Instead of fading with the fashion, the Bee Gees reinvented themselves and stayed very much alive. Centuries earlier, something similar happened to one of the world's most popular composers. This music is from Circe, an opera by George Frederick Handel. Though he was born in Germany, Handel became a superstar in the theaters of London. That was in the 1720s and early 30s, when Italian opera was the hottest ticket in town. But Circe, which is considered one of Handel's finest operas, only got a handful of performances. It opened in 1738, when London audiences were shifting their allegiances from Italian opera to English oratorios. By then, Handel had made plenty of money and could have just faded away. Instead, he rolled with the punches. If music lovers wanted oratorios, that's what he would give them. And it worked. Maybe you've heard this number before. Messiah is easily the most popular oratorio ever written, and Handel had plenty more of them up his sleeve, including Saul, Solomon, and Judas Maccabeus. His oratorios were both dramatic and inspirational, and audiences loved them. Then, about 2 years after Messiah, Handel came up with a fascinating score that proved he could master both styles, opera and oratorio, at the same time. It's a work called Semele. It sounds a lot like an Italian opera, with plenty of brilliant arias, and its passionate story is hardly spiritual. But it's also in English, and leans heavily on spectacular choruses, as in his oratorios. In the 1740s, audiences didn't know quite what to make of the piece. But in today's theaters, it brings us the best parts of two very different musical worlds. On this edition of World of Opera, Handel's hybrid drama Semele comes to us in a production from one of the world's great dramatic venues, the Champs-Élysées Theater in Paris. The stars include soprano Danielle Denis as the passionate title character and tenor Richard Croft as the lecherous god she falls in love with, in a production led by conductor Christophe Rousset.